the do's and don'ts of name, image, and likeness in Michigan, and twin hoopers pass 1,000 points each. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The MHSAA's Representative Council approved expanded personal branding activities, or name, image, and likeness opportunities, for student-athletes in Michigan. This makes Michigan the 46th state to allow some form of personal branding for high school athletes. Previously, the MHSAA had allowed student-athletes to conduct camps, clinics, and private lessons. Now they can capitalize on their personal brand, as long as it is an individual opportunity for that individual student. Examples include personal appearances, autograph sessions, modeling, advertising, and social media endorsements. But it cannot involve collectives, individuals associated with their school, pay-for-play, or include the name, logo, mascot, or other trademarks of that school. All personal brand activities must be reported to the MHSAA within 7 days of acceptance. For more details on what is and what is not allowed, and frequently asked questions about PBA or NIL in regards to MHSAA regulations, please visit mhsaa.com/NIL. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Ypsilanti Arbor Prep's Angela Megason scored 50 in a win over Ann Arbor Central, and a school record 53 in a win over Detroit University Prep Art and Design in back-to-back games. Otisville Lakeville Memorial wrestler Fred Hammond won his 200th career match as the Falcons won the Tamanta Hill Team Tournament title. And to Ashton Richards of Remus Chippewa Hills Bowling, who helped his squad to their first undefeated season in program history as they beat Big Rapids and Tri-County over the weekend. Richards rolled a team-high 233 against Tri-County.
The Michigan Achievement Scholarship is funding every grad, every path. Odds are, your high school senior or recent grad will qualify for tuition-free community college, up to $27,500 at a public or private university, or up to $4,000 for a trade school or career training program, no matter their GPA. Wherever your child is headed, there's free money to get them there. Simply fill out the FAFSA to apply. Get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're back on the bowling lane today, ready to throw our first ball of the third frame. Strikes were recorded in each of the first two frames, and we're now one strike away from a turkey. We roll a perfect ball that hits the pocket with power and sends all 10 pins flying. What a shot! Three strikes in a row, so we think. Once the pins settle, we notice that one pin bounced off the sidewall and landed upright back on the lane, like it had never been touched. But we know it was knocked down to begin with. Is this a strike or a nine? Get your spare ball ready. It's a nine. If a pin is still standing after your throw, no matter how, it's still considered a standing pin.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Bear Lake, located about halfway between Ludington and Traverse City on US 31, has an enrollment of 88. This year, the boys basketball team there now has two 1,000 career point scorers. That's nearly 2.5% of the high school population there going over that magical mark. And the two who did it are twins. Grady and Miles Harless have the Lakers off to a 13-4 start this year. Grady went over 1,000 career points last year during his junior season. Brother Miles joined him this year as he went over 1,000 with a dunk in a game against Misek. The brothers have Bear Lake tied atop the West Michigan D-League with Baldwin as they both sport 7-1 conference records. The league title may come down to the last game of the season when Bear Lake travels to Baldwin. A win there may give the Lakers their first conference championship since 2018. After that, district play starts on February 23rd, when the Harless twins will try and lead Bear Lake to the school's first district title since 2008. And for more on the season Bear Lake is having, check out Tom Spencer's article on the Harless twins over at mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan's Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.